The family of a Juneau man shot by police in Fairbanks is demanding answers over details leading up to his death. As KTOO's Jake Steinberg reports, 8 months later, authorities say they're still investigating.
Cody Ayer died on Christmas Eve. His family says the 20-year-old was feeling depressed. He'd been drinking and left the house on foot to clear his head in the cold night air. His mother, Magdalena Rose Ayer, followed him in the family car. Concerned that he wasn't dressed for 15 below, she called for help.
I was telling the police where he was at, and at one point, I just broke down and started crying and said, "Please save my baby. Please save my son."
She told authorities Cody had a .22 revolver in a hip holster. He was in the habit of carrying it while he worked construction in the bush. Fairbanks police and Alaska State Troopers arrived and talked to him on the side of the road.
And he just wanted to be left alone and to walk.
Police closed the road, and Magdalena lost sight of her son. Officials say at about 7:34 p.m., more than an hour after his mother called 911, Cody Ayer brandished his pistol towards police. Three state troopers and two Fairbanks city officers opened fire.
It sounded to me like one of those black cat fireworks.
Now it's been over 8 months, and we still don't know anything additional as to what happened to him and why lethal force was necessary than we did the night we lost him.
That's Cody's sister, Samantha Ayer Harrison, who lives in Juneau. Authorities named officers who fired their weapons. To date, that's all they've released. The family paid for an independent autopsy. They sent the body to a specialist in Michigan.
Cody had been shot numerous times. His right lower leg was barely attached to his body, but he ended up passing because of a shot that was directed towards the back of his head.
In Alaska, when troopers kill someone, it's investigated internally. Then it's referred to the state's Office of Special Prosecutions to review if force was justified. John Skidmore heads the Department of Law's Criminal Division. He says that prosecutors rely on police to do the field work.
The investigations themselves, those investigative efforts are conducted by law enforcement. We don't actually have law enforcement personnel that work for us directly.
The family's attorney, Mark Choate, says that's a problem.
My big concern is that the same folks that are involved in investigation are also the troopers. You've got law enforcement investigating itself.
Prosecutors can bring criminal charges against police. Skidmore says it's pretty cut and dry whether force is justified.
If there wasn't force displayed towards you, you would not be authorized to use force generally. It's just the way that the law works.
Since 2009, Skidmore could only recall a single instance when charges were filed. A Bethel police officer injured a man during an arrest in 2014. The officer was convicted of felony assault 2 years later. The Ayer family suspects race was a factor in their case. Cody Ayer was Alaska Native.
You hear a lot about unarmed black men being shot and killed by the police. Most people would be surprised to learn that Native Americans and Alaska Natives are killed in police encounters at a higher rate than any other racial or ethnic group.
Statistics from the Centers for Disease Control confirm that.
And I think that as Alaskans, with a large Alaska Native population in our state, this is something that we should be concerned about.
Magdalena says she told dispatchers Cody was Alaska Native. Authorities won't release the recording of that 911 call while the case is being investigated. The family says troopers told them body cam footage exists. It's also being withheld. The family says it's preparing to file a federal civil rights lawsuit for access and monetary damages.
We're worried that what happened to him is going to be swept under the rug, that things are going to start going missing, and that, you know, if you wait long enough, the public's interest is going to decrease. We don't want people to forget about Cody.
The case remains under review by the Office of Special Prosecutions. In Juneau, with help from Jacob Resnick, I'm Jake Steinberg.